Chapter 5 Alice and the Caterpillar. Alice looked at the caterpillar, and the caterpillar looked at Alice. After a few minutes, the caterpillar asked,
Who are you?
I don't really know, replied Alice slowly. This morning, I was Alice, but so many strange things have happened. I shrank, and then I grew, and then I shrank again. It's very confusing.
No, it isn't,
said the caterpillar.
Oh, yes, it is. One day, you'll turn into a butterfly, said Alice. You'll think that's very confusing.
No, I won't,
said the caterpillar.
And you still haven't told me who you are.
Alice was angry with him.
Tell me who you are first, she said.
Why? Replied the caterpillar.
If you can't be polite to me, I'm leaving, said Alice.
She started to walk away.
Come back,
cried the caterpillar.
I want to tell you something.
Alice turned and walked back to the mushroom.
What is it?
She asked.
You were angry with me. Never be angry,
said the caterpillar. After a few minutes, he asked,
How big do you want to be?
I want to be much bigger than this. Your mushroom is taller than I am. I'm too small now, said Alice.
Too small?
Cried the caterpillar.
Too small? You're the same size as me. It's the right size.
But it's the wrong size for me, said poor Alice.
You'll get used to it,
said the caterpillar in a sleepy voice. After a few minutes, the caterpillar yawned. He crawled slowly down from the mushroom and along the ground. As he went, he said,
One side will make you bigger, and the other side will make you smaller.
Alice was confused.
What did he mean? One side of what?
She asked. The caterpillar replied,
One side of the mushroom, of course.
Then he crawled away into the long grass. Alice looked at the mushroom.
It's a circle, she said to herself. So, how can it have two sides?
She thought about this for a few minutes. Then she stretched her arms round the mushroom and broke off one piece with each hand. She looked at the two pieces of mushroom.
Which piece will make me bigger and which piece will make me smaller?
She wondered.
I'll eat some and find out.
She ate some of the mushroom in her right hand. Alice shrank so much and so fast that her chin touched her feet.
I'm much too small now, she thought. I'll try the other piece of mushroom. I hope it will make me grow bigger.
So she ate some of the mushroom in her left hand. This time, her neck grew much longer, and soon her head was a long way from her feet. She looked down. She couldn't see her shoulders, but she could see a very long neck and hundreds of green leaves.
"Why are all these leaves here?" wondered Alice.
She looked down again.
"It's the tops of the trees," she said. "I'm taller than the trees."
And then something flew into Alice's face. It was a large bird. She started to hit Alice with her wings, screaming,
"Sneak! Sneak!"
"I'm not a snake," said Alice. "Stop hissing me and go away."
The bird started to cry.
"Snakes! They always find them," the bird said.
"What does the bird mean?"
Alice wondered. She waited to hear more.
"They always find my eggs," the bird said. "If I put them in the roots of a tree or in the grass, the snakes always find them. I can't sleep at night because I'm waiting for the snakes. They want to eat my eggs, you see."
Now Alice understood.
"I'm so sorry," she said. "That must be terrible for you."
"Today, I flew to the top of the tallest tree in the forest," the bird said. "The snakes won't come up here," I thought. "So I made a nest and laid some eggs in it. And then a huge snake came down from the sky. Snake!"
"I'm not a snake," cried Alice.
"I'm a..." "What are you?"
asked the bird.
"Tell me the truth."
"I'm a little girl,"
said Alice slowly. But was she? She looked down at her long neck. She was not very little now.
"Nonsense," said the bird. "I've seen lots of little girls. Little girls don't have long necks like that. No, you're a snake, and that's the truth. Snakes like to eat eggs. Do you like to eat eggs?"
"Yes, I do," replied Alice.
She was a very truthful child.
"Lots of little girls eat eggs."
"Well, if they do, they must be snakes. That's all I can say," said the bird.
What a strange idea! Alice was silent for a few minutes, thinking about it. Then the bird said,
"You're looking for eggs. I know you are. You may be a little girl, or you may be a snake. It's all the same to me."
"It's not all the same to me," cried Alice. "Snakes are very different from little girls. But I'm not looking for eggs, I promise."
"Off you go then," said the bird.
She went back to her nest. Alice bent down among the trees. Her long neck got stuck in the branches. But after a few minutes, her neck was free. she still had the two pieces of mushroom in her hands.
One piece will make me bigger, and one piece will make me smaller, she thought. So, if I eat some of each piece, I'll soon be the right size.
So, she ate some from one piece and some from the other, and so on, until she was the right size again.
This feels very strange, thought Alice, as she walked through the forest. I've been so many different sizes today that it feels strange to be the right size. Perhaps I can find the beautiful garden now.
She came to a gap in the trees, and in front of her, she saw a tiny house.
I wonder who lives there, she said to herself. But I can't knock on the door because I'm too big. I don't want to frighten anyone.
So she ate some more of the piece of mushroom in her right hand. Then she put it into her right pocket. She put the piece in her left hand into her left pocket. When she was small enough, she walked up to the house.